much about.
You gotta put it in perspective. Yes! Come in!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I don't know if Blake has a crush on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other night, like, you know, he was, you know, over my bed, you know, peeling a banana, and he was, like, licking the banana like this.
Okay.
You know, and I woke up and I was like, why is this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Believe in this project because it's kind of a captive audience. It's also a sexy audience.
Super cool and sexy.
It over to me.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Think about your thoughts before you say them.
Right?
Roll another one.
I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Just like the other one.
Evil losers.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Sperm is amazing.
I need another
game. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I believe it's April already.
Roll. This one seems to be about cement.
Well, it doesn't sound awesome.
I don't have another cent.
People still record. We better record this, actually.
This is bonkers.
Just pass it around.
That's Tori Spelling.
And one day, you are going to look back at this, probably pretty soon, and think, what the f*** was I thinking?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, my God.
It's Friday morning, the 23rd of June.
Oh, Bean.
What?
Oh, if you could have seen within the first few seconds what occurred across from me.
Well, you started your thing, and then I turned on the mics, and then I went to position my mic, and it broke.
Well, you didn't go to position it. You aggressively moved it. No?
Not really, no.
Oh. Yeah,
well, it surely did snap.
So now it snapped and I'm holding it in my hand.
He's holding it like a weird old-timey guy.
Right?
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
It's going to be a long show for you.
Yes, yeah, it is. But then he's like singing along, doing dips. It was amazing.
I mean, I got a lot more freedom now, which I've always wanted.
You feel like you're standing on stage right now?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It totally is.
I can come over here and talk to people over here, and I can come over here and talk to people over here.
Why does everything break?
I don't know.
I mean, I heard a crack.
There was a crack.
That's pretty good.
I mean, maybe I don't know my own strength.
You are strong.
That's probably what it was.
Mm. That's fantastic.
It's not ideal.
We started the week in the dark because of the lights.
Yes.
Get out, Muggs.
Muggs is in here taking a picture.
Yeah, I got to take a picture.
Yeah.
I got to post this.
Yeah.
This is great.
What?
Oh no.
Oh no.
The top just came off.
Test,
we're back.
Okay,
all right. Holy crap.
All right.
Kevin.
Hey, you got a wacky story or something to get us started today?
Where's everyone from?
You do. You look like a stand-up comedian, lounge singer.
It's unreal.
Can't really do anything about that.
Can we fix that?
I mean,
is there a way to reattach it, or are we hosed?
I'm going to say you can't fix this.
Yeah, he ripped it like almost like the ball part out of it.
Maybe if I ripped the ball out of it. maybe we've got a new piece like this, but what are the chances we have that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. Gives me a little more freedom to move. If I need to dance, I can dance.
As long as you don't need
can't
one
hold you
hand
back.
To run the controls, though. That's the please problem.
I have to hold it for you now.
Oh, God.
Then I'll have to kneel on my knees.
Oh,
because she's short. Wow. Because she's short.
Whoa. It's got weird.
I do have a story to get us started.
Okay, good.
I think you guys are going to like it. It's a great Friday feel-good story. There is a police officer in Texas. He works out of the Fort Worth department. His name is Damon Cole. And I don't know anything about him except he's awesome. He runs a foundation called Heroes and Cops Against Childhood Cancer. And through this program, he and other police officers dress up like superheroes, and then they meet with children that are battling illnesses or are in difficult social situations. They might need positive role models. It's a way to, you know, introduce the police to kids and have them have a positive interaction with the cop.
That seems good, right?
Yeah. He's got an Iron Man mask in his car, a Spider-Man mask in his back window. He travels with a Batman suit. I mean, he's prepared.
Is he in a panel van?
To meet the kids. No, he's just his Fort Worth police cruiser. Right. His goal is to go to all 50 states and Canada to see every child that wants to see me, is what he says. So he's very committed to this cause, and I think it's wonderful. So the other day, he's at a Walmart in Texas. And while he's there dressed as Batman in the store, he notices a man shoplifting.
Oh.
And he stops him. He says, I was dressed as Batman, but that doesn't mean I'm not a police officer. And I'm not just going to let somebody walk out of the store without paying. So I identified myself as a police officer. I detained him. I took him back inside the store. He was trying to steal DVDs. And first of all, who's watching
still
DVDs?
Watching DVDs?
Yeah. First of all. Second of all, what if I tell you that one of the DVDs was Lego Batman?
Yeah!
He's dressed as Batman. Right. He arrests a guy stealing the Lego Batman movie. As I started to walk away to go back into the store to see all the kids, the Batman, the male, as Batman, the male that I just arrested asked me, can he please take a selfie with me? The man also apologized for the theft, which resulted in a citation. I told him, sure. He says, it's not every day that you get arrested by Batman. I swear I couldn't make this stuff up if I wanted. This was the first time in my 17 years as a police officer that I have ever arrested anyone in costume. So how great is that story? The shoplifter not only apologized, realized he'd done wrong, but succumbed to the power of the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And got a selfie with Batman.
Not bad. Right? I didn't know shoplifting was just a citation.
I would think so.
It says resulted in a citation, and I don't know if that, I mean, in other words, you're surprised you don't get booked and all
yeah.
that. Arrested
I'm gonna
and booked
go
and all that.
Start stealing go some stuff. Yeah.
Shoplift
start
over the weekend.
DVDs, yeah. Man.
Can we put it in order?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sure.
So anyway, that's the heartwarming story of Fort Worth Police Officer Damon Cole. I liked it
very
much.
That's lovely.
I think so, too.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
The motive is a mystery.
The amazing Jonathan in studio today.
What a fascinating dude.
How long has he had a residency in Vegas? How long?
Well, he's not in Vegas anymore.
Oh, he's not,
there for
I know,
14 years.
Yeah.
14
wow.
years, he was a headliner in Las Vegas. Made millions and millions of dollars, sold out every night, a huge star. And wait till you hear his story. He quit because he was given a year to live. And that was 3 years ago.
Well, that's bad math from some doctor.
That
from some doctor.
Good.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't wait to talk to him because what do you do when you get that news?
That's Bean's best day. Is when he finds out when he's going to die, strangely.
Well,
Bean really wants to be in that position.
Hopefully, it's decades in the future. Yeah, I don't mind finding out.
I mean,
it
doesn't have to be that far.
But I don't want it to be a year.
Right.
Because then, now you got to start, you know, stealing Lego Batman. I mean, you really got to check off everything on your list at that point. So what do you do? So we'll talk about what Amazing Jonathan did.
We have TJ Petraka, who is behind Emo Night LA. On the program today, we've got your tickets for WWE Raw. We have a brand new internet roundup, and we've got Movie Beat because it's Friday. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. LA NOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
All week long here on the show, we've been hooking you up with tickets for WWE Raw at Staples Center, which is happening Monday, and we've got those for you again this morning. We'll tell you about it next hour here on K-Rock. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys and girls. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has released their list for 2018 of folks who will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's always exciting when that announcement comes out.
It is. Here's your list. When it comes to television, Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter, will be getting a star.
Okay.
Anthony Anderson. We got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Gillian Anderson.
Oh.
They're married, right?
Nope.
No.
No.
Brother and sister, though.
Nope.
Father-daughter?
Linda Carter, TV's Wonder Woman, finally getting her star. It's about time. Simon Cowell, completely understandable. RuPaul will be getting one. Taraji P. Henson.
Oh, cookie.
Eric McCormick. Ryan Murphy. Niecy Nash. Mandy Patinkin. And Shonda Rhimes will all get stars this year. I think some of those names are suspect. Some of them
sure.
are absolutely worthy. I'll let you figure
out. Some overdue?
Out which is which. Some overdue?
Some do seem a...
Some underdo.
A little early.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit.
For example, Lin-Manuel Miranda will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, don't get me wrong. Massive talent.
Right. Yeah.
Huge talent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Has done two things, as far as we know. Hamilton and Moana. Mm-hmm. Both very entertaining projects. I'm just saying, Hollywood Walk of Fame, for me, I always get a sense that there should be some sense of the long term before
sure.
you get a star, right?
Should yeah. be some history there.
Whoever yeah, is going to be in Disney's Billy... new, Walt Disney's new Mary Poppins movie, the sequel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just guessing that maybe those two things might be related next year around the time that movie comes out. You may see that ceremony.
Sure.
Interesting.
We'll see.
I think you make a good point, because if you don't wait, if you rush to give a star, then you end up with Billy Ray Cyrus getting a star of the Hollywood Walk of Fame a year after Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah.
Because you think, oh, this guy's here forever.
Let it breathe, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Kirsten Dunst will be getting one for the motion picture category.
Really? I hope they let you speak.
I do, too.
To introduce her.
To a tribute to her summer teeth. Jack Black is getting one. No, he's
How
been around
that?
Forever. Jack Black, absolutely worthy of a star.
All right.
Jeff Goldblum, same.
Sure.
Mark Motherlovin' Hamill, by the way, doesn't have
How
one.
How does he not wow. have one?
He'll be getting one next year. Jennifer Lawrence. Gina Lollobrigida. Kevin, of course, Gina Lollobrigida, you know her from?
The Golden Girls.
Right. No, she was not in the Golden Girls. She's an Italian movie star.
Right. That was in sort
of,
the Girls.
Nope. Sort of no. the poor man Sophia Loren.
Mm.
I don't.
Right?
Zoe Saldana.
I can't believe Gina Lollobrigida is still alive, by the way. I haven't heard that name in 40 years.
I'm not sure she is.
Oh,
she is.
Okay.
She's 89.
Is she?
Yeah.
Nick Nolte. How does he not have one?
Right.
Been around forever.
Yeah.
I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for giving me this star. And I never thought I'd be here.
He had a lot of very, very big years, too.
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse, you're
getting
saying.
Her star. She must be so happy because she's real. How about when it comes to the world, wonderful world of recording, music, and what have you? Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg
right?
getting his own star in the
nice.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hope it's in front of a weed shop down there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Because of all the weed he smokes. Carrie Underwood, country music star Carrie Underwood, getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mary J. Blige. So far, I think everybody deserves it.
Sure, sure. I love her.
Ice-T, equally yeah. deserving.
Sure. Right.
Harry Connick.
Sure.
Can I get that timpani one more time? How about our pal, Sex Pistols guitarist Steve Jones?
Woo! How about that?
Right?
I was so,
nice.
Right? Very excited. So excited to see that
Steve
news.
Jones.
That's great.
Hope he gets it on a Tuesday.
I was so surprised by it. He's getting it for radio, right? Or is he getting it for his Sex Pistols work? Does it say?
Amanda does not say here.
I was just so surprised that anyone at the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce knew who Steve Jones was.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, well-deserved, but that was a real surprise to me.
It's pretty awesome. Today's celebrity birthday
is
Frances McDormand is 60 years old today.
I think you mentioned somebody
Randy
else.
Randy Jackson.
Why are somebody else on the musical list?
I'm trying to wrap things up. Being
there's somebody else on the
Randy
musical
Jackson,
list.
Jackson, of course, from American Idol, 61
worth
years
mentioning
old today.
Who's got a star of the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Joss Wheaton is 53. Selma Blair, the actress, is 45
Did you leave someone off the list?
Old. Joel Edgerton turns 43.
Isn't there another name?
Jason Mraz is 40 years old today. Actress Melissa Rauch.
He's giving you a lot of names, B.
Celebrates her 37th
birthday. I heard there was one more guy with the star in the fame
thing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the
show
this beat.
Come on. Got a brand new Kevin Abena Internet Roundup with some terrific videos coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on KROQ. It is Friday, right, Kevin? We established
for the second day in a row.
And when it's Friday, that means Ralph is here. It's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Mixed bag of films this weekend. Most of them in limited release. One massive blockbuster. We'll get to them all, including The Bad Batch in limited release. You know how it is. When you're living in a Texas wasteland in a community of cannibals, and yet you still fall in love, you know how that is, right?
Sure, of course.
When you're in one of those cannibal communities in a Texas in a Texas wasteland after the big apocalypse, but you still find love,
yeah,
don't you? Allie, you do, right?
I hope to.
Well, that's the story of The Bad Batch with Suki Waterhouse, Jason Momoa, and Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. This film has everything. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Bad Batch.
All of us here, we weren't good enough, smart enough, young enough.
All the things you've done have put you right here with me.
This here is The Bad Batch.
No.
Yep.
Wait. What do you really want?
I want to be the solution for something.
You are all going to die tonight.
That's not real.
That is, you made that up to be funny.
No.
To make it sound like
you
a funny.
You got it. Front row.
To make it sound funny.
Two, please.
You made that up.
Wow. Popcorn.
Wow.
Ah, yes. We are the ones who are not good enough. Yes. Come on.
I can't imagine the number of things that would have to happen to me before I went to see that movie this
You're
weekend.
You're going. The Beguiled also opens up this weekend. Sofia Coppola. About a girls' school in Virginia during the Civil War. Right? Where all these girls are all, we're just late. Ooh, I do declare. And the next thing you know, a wounded Union soldier is taken in. They take him into the house and then... Right?
Is that what you're assuming, or does that happen?
That's what happens!
Oh, okay.
Nicole Kidman, Kirsten Dunst, Elle Fanning, and Colin Farrell all star in this story of burgeoning womanhood during the Civil War. Right?
Didn't this
win? Score and seven ago, right?
Did this win the big Cannes Film Festival Award this year?
I don't know. Who cares?
I think it was very, very well received.
I think Bean does.
Here's some clips from the trailer.
He seems to be a sensitive person.
Does he?
It seems the enemy is not what we believe.
I hope you like apple pie.
Is that my recipe?
It is.
Go to the smokehouse, get the saw, now. Bring me the anatomy book.
Oh, what have you done to me? You vengeful bitches!
You are all going to die.
That took a turn.
That's not sexy.
By the way, I don't know. I can't tell if you're mocking or not, Ralph, but I really like Sofia Coppola as a director. I mean, obviously, Lost in Translation, everybody liked that, but I loved Marie Antoinette. I loved The Virgin Suicide.
Nope.
I liked The Bling Ring.
Nope.
I think she's made a lot of good movies.
Lost in Translation. She's made one good movie officially.
I loved Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And The Virgin Suicides. Did you see that? That was a great movie.
Oh, my God. It was like a movie made by a 14-year-old girl.
Well, it was a movie made by a 14-year-old girl.
It was.
That's why Bean loved it.
It's like if Marsha Brady was a filmmaker, that's what that movie was like. Oh, it was interminable.
So I'm going to put you down as a yes.
You're the worst. And almost as bad as Sofia Coppola. Also opening up this weekend, The Big Sick. Now we're talking.
Yeah, this looks great.
Kumail Nanjiani, Zoe Kazan star as a young couple coming from two different worlds, a Muslim and a regular white Christian in America trying to make their relationship work. It's very complicated. Kumail Nanjiani's, this is based on basically the true story of him and his wife. and how his parents would rather him meet a nice Pakistani girl and settle down. Things get complicated when Zoe Kazan's character gets sick, and Kumail Nanjiani goes to be by her side and then has to deal with her parents, played by Holly Hunter and Ray Romano in this film. It is a comedy. It is a romantic comedy. It's also a dramedy in the sense that it deals with issues like race and religion and romance. The Big Sick is in limited release this weekend. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I have to tell you something, babe. I've been dating this girl. She's white.
A white girl?
Hey, you can't look like you and yell white girl.
It's okay. We hate terrorists.
You know how we have arranged marriage in my culture?
Oh, my God, I'm so stupid.
We put her in a medically induced coma.
I think I'm just going to wait anyway.
You guys broke up.
So, 9/11. I've always wanted to have a conversation with people.
You've never talked to people about 9/11?
Let me give you some advice, Kumail. Love isn't easy. That's why they call it love.
I don't really get that.
I know. I thought I could just start saying something and something small would come out.
Oh, it looks so good.
It does look so good.
Oh, Deborah.
Henry Romano is great in everything, too, by the way.
Yes. Right? And then Brad Garrett shows up. Raymond.
That is not true.
I don't think he's in it.
That's not true.
Nope.
Nope. He's making stuff up now.
Looking forward to it. And lastly, Transformers, The Last Night.
Yay!
Kevin, how was it? I heard you were going.
Fantastic.
The other night. Did you enjoy yourself?
I loved it.
I know you love those Transformer movies. Allie, what'd you think?
So many louds.
I know you love the louds. It's Anthony Hopkins, Josh Duhamel, Laura Haddock, Mark Wahlberg, Gerard Carmichael, right? Also in this?
Yeah.
Right.
The humans and the Transformers are at war. Where's Optimus Prime? Where is he? Bitches. Well, he's the key to saving the future that lies between the past and the hidden history of the Transformers on Earth. And they got to get together and the... Oh, I think we have a Transformer. It happens, I'm sure, at some point. And then... I will kill you. And then there's a fight between...
I have a clip.
Truck and a mid-range hatchback, and it's all very exciting. Here's some clips from the Transformers The Last Night.
Optimus Prime has left us.
And I want to fight them.
And now, two worlds colliding.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up, okay?
Forgive me.
And we thank them for their sponsorship. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman.
Movie beat.
There used to not be an internet, you guys. I want you to stop and think about that for a second.
That's
ridiculous.
Think about
how different your life would be if there were no internet.
I worked at K-Rock when there was no internet.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, it was weird.
K-Rock got the internet last.
Though. I know. Very last people.
Yeah. Do you remember, Kevin, when we used to call little AM radio stations in Iowa and go, so you guys are online. How's that going?
Yep. Hey,
you'd like to have a website.
That's pretty cool. We've had to argue with this station every step of the way. Way back when we started in the early 1900s, we would tell them, hey, other radio stations have an 800 number.
Right. Oh, my God.
Because we don't have to pay to call you, right?
Because we would say, if you want to call us, the 323 is this number and the 714 is this number. And we're like, what the hell? It was crazy.
We have been behind on every technological advancement.
Yep.
Well, I think we're up to speed with the internet now. I think we got it working. And we do have a feature that we like to do. And that's why Dave, our producer, King of Mexico, is in studio. It's the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yeah.
Oh, watch me, baby.
Internet Roundup. Come on, y'all.
Internet Roundup. Oh, watch me, baby.
Internet Roundup.
Check it out, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
I'm not sure it's Thug Life. We got some audio from some of the videos. I just want to mention a couple of others real quick. Our friend Mike Realm is back. DJ Mike Realm, who we love so much.
So good.
They should just let this guy make trailers for all the movies, right?
Agreed.
He did a Baby Driver remix that you definitely want to check out. There's a video up here that I never thought I would enjoy and would never recommend. Did you watch the Guinness World Record that was set by those
yes!
Those high school girls or
they're little
girls?
Elementary girls.
Are they that young?
Yes.
They set a Guinness record, you guys, for jump roping. And again, I never thought that I would care or mention this.
Right, because how is that a category?
It's astounding.
astonishing.
Yeah.
They have 200 and something girls jump over one rope in 1 minute. And I've never seen anything like it.
No,
it's pretty amazing.
It's like a group of 20 and they're going in a figure eight.
Going in circles. Yeah, yes. But 200 different
yes.
times they jump over this one rope without
yes.
screwing it up.
We
yes.
need to try it. We can
right.
break it.
We need to try that.
And then there was what I'm in if you're in. And then there's one of the great television news fails of all time. BBC News at 10 the other night. For 4 minutes, the broadcast just doesn't start. They just go back from graphic
it's
to graphic.
It's bizarre.
It's great.
And a guy just sits there like he's not even on TV. It's one of the craziest, most surreal things you'll
ever
see.
Boy, I know what that feels like, man.
Right?
Yeah. See it
all
every
right.
day.
Let's play some audio. There's a couple of sexy time videos here. This one is people describing the weirdest places they've ever had sex. And no, Allie, before you say it, it's not in the butt, Bob. Let's hear how they answer that question.
In a minivan that we found unlocked.
My mom's van. Sorry, Mom.
In the car.
Against a car.
On top of a car.
On the wall behind the LA Fitness.
Underneath a bridge.
In an alley in South Korea.
An antique shop. I think the employees knew.
In a public park.
I actually, never had it.
I've never had sex, so I can't answer that.
I'm a virgin.
Still a virgin.
Waiting for marriage.
Airport bathroom.
Water park bathroom.
Floor of the bathroom.
In the living room. The whole family was in the room.
My grandparents' bed.
Gross. Parents not happy to hear that, by the way.
She said the floor of the bathroom, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. One of those
things.
Yeah. This is people describing catching their parents having sex. Now, that's an awkward conversation. And by the way, they're doing it with their parents sitting right there with them.
So,
in a million years, Kevin, would you ever answer that question?
Nope.
Even if you did, you would pretend that you were blind and deaf and never knew, right?
That's correct, yes.
Let's see what they said.
And I had heard my mom moaning.
Oh, dear God, that's my mother. That's her boyfriend. Oh, God.
I jiggle on the door, and I'm like, oh, God, it's locked. And then I hear, like, Brian McKnight.
Had the TV up loud. Okay.
I thought that the guy was hurting her. And so I remember getting up, throwing stuffed animals at her bedroom door, yelling at him to stop hurting my mom. I just hear, like, and I'm like, oh, my God.
No, that's not what you think. It's not what you think. Our bed is really bad. You better stop.
And then my mom would cover herself up and be like, don't get on the bed. This is the nasty blanket or the dirty blanket.
Oh, no, we had a love blanket.
The love blanket.
We had a love blanket.
That's what it was.
The kids knew about the love blanket because
it was
the love blanket was there. They could not be in the room.
That's, we don't need to know.
Mom never washed a love blanket.
The love blanket.
By the way, the one that I'm...
It's hard as a rock.
Oh. The lady that I'm saddest for is the woman who heard the Brian McKnight coming through her parents' bedroom door, because that means Brian McKnight music has been ruined for her for life. She'll never be able to listen to that and not think about her parents.
Or the guy in there was Brian McKnight.
Well, that's awesome, right? You guys know how much I love Mac Lethal. I think he's one of the greatest rappers on the planet. He decides to try to rap with one breath and see if he can outlast a fidget spinner. He figures the fidget spinner, once he hits it, lasts about a minute and a half or something like that. And he is going to try to be rapping the entire time it's spinning, and he almost makes it. I'm just going to play about 20, 30 seconds of Mac Lethal here at the end, where he finally runs out of breath after a minute and a half. Imagine rapping for a minute and a half on one breath. Here's how it goes.
Because I'm a couple chapters longer than the longest novel that you read, you stupid bitch. Don't call me 250 Savage, call me Ulysses. Don't call me Neil deGrasse Lethal, the illest astrophysicist, the illest motherfucker killing the rap flow business. I'm rapping where the rhythm is ridiculous. The ladies like it because I'm cute. I tighten up my boots and start to kick. Oh my God, I think I just forgot the lyrics. It doesn't matter, I'm like a grizzled bear, cause man, I got the spirit. Everybody knows I'm running out of air. My batteries are gonna explode, my motherfucking head is gonna corrode. Mac Lethal looking like a toad, I'm gonna lose my air. Mac Lethal always gonna play a little truth and air. Oh my God, the vision is forbidden. I think I'm gonna out of batter. Ah! No! Oh, I almost had it. Oh, it's still going. Man, you fidget.
Right? And that's after he'd already rapped for a minute when that tape starts. And finally, Allie, this one's just for you. Was it Tupac's birthday the other day? Is that why they were doing
this? Yeah, last Friday. Last week.
This was WSB TV in Georgia, and you know how newscasts like
ATO.
To do this? Where they like to do this, where they include the lyrics from a song or an artist, in this case Tupac Shakur, into their weather and traffic. And I don't know, they're pretty white, but do you think they pulled it off?
No.
But like me on 285, I get around, round and round, round we go every Friday. Mark,
all I need in this traffic life of sin is me and my girlfriend. That's Ashley Frasca with good news on 85. Yesterday morning, Linda, was horrible ride on 85. You know, that's the way it is. Some things will never change. Hopefully this morning, things will be better on 85. We go to the maps. Mark McKay, untouchable like Elliot Ness. Mark McKay, let's show these people how we do it over this west side, because you and I know it's the best side. Yeah. Of course, you can depend on Mark McKay like the first and the 15th to be up over the scene.
All eyes on me as we take a look at 285 this morning. Mark Arum giving you the traffic the way that you want it. Mark, how do you want it?
I want it nice and easy on the north side.
Why? Wow. I can't.
Right? Did you notice
Stop
the name?
It.
Tate
McKay.
Huh? I think he said Michaela.
There you go. Nope. No? Mark McKay. Yeah,
well, right. Just stop it, Mark.
White
stop
people
it.
Are the worst, right? Yeah.
Right?
Worse.
See all these videos at KROQ.com or KevinDeBean.com. It's brand new Kevin DeBean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup. Come on, y'all. Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. LA NOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
We had great success earlier in the week with your WWE Raw impressions. You impersonate your favorite wrestler. We had the crowd that listens to us near the end of the show, they're real good at it. Mm. How do you think the people listening now are going to do?
Better.
You think so?
Much better.
Because?
Light years. Because raw talent.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So whoever your favorite wrestler is or the wrestler that you think you can do an impression of, we want to hear it right now at 1-800-520-1067. Get through. Get on the air. We like it. We'll give you a pair of tickets to WWE Raw at Staples Center this Monday night. You can be there in person. Tickets on sale now at Access.com, or you can win them from K-Rock if you dial us up at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your wrestler impression.
One of us does a wrestler impression.
Yeah, excellent.
And I think, Bean, maybe this is, you should kick it off just to give people an idea.
I don't know what you're talking about, brother. Eat fruit and be cool.
Okay, that wouldn't get you tickets. But you, gotta, you can do better than that.
You want to hear my George the Animal Steel?
Sure.
I do.
It's pretty strong.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob is here. It's time for the Showbiz Beat, and then we'll give away those tickets right off the top.
Cat fight! Cat fight! Meow, meow, meow.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
what are you,
exactly.
What are you referring to?
Angelina Jolie versus Charlize Theron.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Story is that they've had some bad blood from a long, long time back.
Hmm.
Perhaps it's competing for similar roles.
I like them both so much.
In a Hollywood, which doesn't provide a lot of opportunities for female actors.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Angelina Jolie refused to commit to playing the title role in the Bride of Frankenstein film as part of Universal Studios' reboot of all their classic horror movies. Not so much because she doesn't want to do it, but because she knows that Charlize Theron is desperate to do the role. And so she knows by stringing Universal along and not committing, Charlize will keep her schedule open in hopes that Angelina Jolie falls out and she can take the role and won't be taking other roles while she waits.
How did it get that petty?
Possible. It's according to Radar Online. They say they have sources that know both parties, saying Angelina won't commit in hopes that Charlize won't land other jobs while she's waiting for Angelina to make her decision.
And then she will commit at the last second and do it?
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
Where did the feud start? At Ed DeBevick's.
Oh, no.
In West.
Really?
That is
in,
too bad.
In Beverly Hills. They both wanted the last basket of curly fries.
Good reference. Nice pull.
Thanks. Remember Ed DeBevick's?
I do.
I do. Yeah. I just love that place.
In La Cienega?
Yeah.
You would.
He would, right?
I love Ed DeBevick's. That's such a bean place, right?
Yep.
For those who don't remember, kids, there used to be a place in Beverly Hills where there was like an old-timey, 50s-themed diner, but all the waiters and waitresses had to have, like, characters
had
and
to
stuff,
sing, yeah.
Remember? Ugh.
Yeah, the jump up on the counter.
It's a nightmare.
The food was not very good.
It was the worst.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Yeah.
That's why Bean loves it.
They just released a list of folks getting their stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for 2018. A lot of good people are being rewarded, and then Minnie Mouse also is getting one, and Gina Lollobrigida. Here's your list. Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter. About goddamn time, by the way. Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator of Hamilton. And, of course, did the music for Moana. Very talented guy. Anthony Anderson. Gillian Anderson, no relation. Of course, from
X-Files. I wonder if Duchovny has one. He must, right?
I would think so.
If not, they should get them together.
I would have thought she did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Linda Carter, TV's Wonder Woman. About time. Simon Cowell. It's completely reasonable. RuPaul. Taraji P. Henson, which, by the way, just announced she would be starring in the new Tyler Perry film next year. Wonder if there's going to be any connection between those two things. Eric McCormick, Ryan Murphy, Niecy Nash, Mandy Patinkin, Shonda Rhimes. Yeah, she deserves it. Kirsten Dunst, Jack Black, Jeff Goldblum. Mark Hamill doesn't have one yet.
I know, that's crazy.
It's nuts. Give him two. Just to be safe. Jennifer Lawrence, Gina Lollobrigid, and Minnie Mouse, as I mentioned. Nick Nolte. It's about time. Zoe Saldana, Snoop Dogg, Carrie Underwood, Mary J. Blige, Ice-T, Harry Connick, and Sex Pistols guitarist Steve Jones. So congratulations to everyone who's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Are you certain there's not another name on that list? Because I feel like there was one announced yesterday that was a pretty big deal.
He just mentioned like 25 names.
I just mentioned all the names. I just read the list.
That sounded very thorough.
I think there was another musician, though, who a lot of people were real excited about, who has an illustrious 40-year career.
Weird Al Yankovic is also getting his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I mean, you guys would agree, well-deserved, right?
He is the founder of ISIS. He's
right?
The founder of ISIS.
That's why I wouldn't give it to him.
Accurate.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Right?
Come on.
I think we all feel that way.
It's Weird Al, you guys.
By the way, yesterday, Weird Al tweets, I just found out I was getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Really? Did you? Let me tell you something about a guy who knows the process. Nobody just suddenly finds out on the day they release the list that you're getting the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's not the way the world works. Nice try, Weird Lie Yankovic.
Asshole.
Now, he said he was with Lin-Manuel Miranda when the news came out for both of them.
Yeah.
So it's double the lie, you think?
Yes!
They got together so they could tweet a picture together and be like, we both got nominated!
Allie McKay, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I just found out. What? I'm getting a star? Who could have seen that coming after the year and a half of submitting applications and arranging the payment schedule and everything? Who saw that coming? I'm shocked by this honor. Ugh, lying. Sack of accordion playing garbage, right? Right? That's what we know. That's what we know to be true.
I know you're just trying to rile me up. Because
I'm telling you
also,
the truth.
You also love Al.
I'm telling you the truth. No one finds out on the day the list is released that they're getting the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
A little showbiz sleight of hand there, you're suggesting.
No, I'm suggesting he's a liar. He lies.
I don't accept that.
I just found out. Oh, what a surprise. I have a case of the vapors.
It is weird that he was with Lin-Manuel Miranda, who also was nominated.
Stinks to high heaven, Allie.
Obviously.
Why does your friend lie?
Don't want to be a Canadian idiot. Don't want to be some bear swill and hockey nuts.
Because he's the best.
I'm going to tell you. Look, everybody loves Weird Al a certain amount. Mm-hmm. Bean's love for Weird Al is
concerning.
Crazy.
Well, he's the best human ever.
It's disproportionate.
Best human ever.
Yeah. He's the greatest person who ever lived.
Right. Right.
He's our Jesus, if Jesus were as good as him.
All right.
Take it easy. See, you make us talk bad about Al, and we don't want to.
Also, when Al lies, it makes me talk bad about
right?
Al. That's the other part. Because he's
congratulations, Al.
Because he's a big liar.
Lying liar who lies?
Who lies. Just watched this movie the other day, UH Lie.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
Why does he lie? Bean, you know about him. Why is he a liar?
Look, again, I don't know the specifics of yesterday. It sounds like they were just trying to
just following orders, just like Hitler. That's what you're saying?
I'm not sure.
So Hitler. Like Hitler. That's what Bean just said.
No, I'm
Hitler,
not saying
Al,
that.
The same thing. Equivocal.
I think they were just trying to showbiz it up. That's all.
You liar!
Like he was bursting at the seams to share the great news. Wasn't allowed to until yesterday.
Then how about? So happy and pleased to be getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Could have said it a different way, but
so honored and thrilled.
Could have said it with truth.
Couldn't be happier.
Went with the way he went.
I just found out. Oh, liar.
Oh, he's the worst. He's my, now my mortal enemy. I will do whatever it takes to bring him down.
Stop that start from happening.
Oh, how great will that be? Paintballs! Oh, it's going to be so good. Today's celebrity birthdays. Frances McDormand, 60 years old today. Randy Jackson, TV show host. He's a little pitchy, dog. 61 years old. Joss Whedon is 53. Selma Blair is 45. Joel Edgerton, 43 years old today. Jason Mraz is 40. And Melissa Rauch celebrates her 37th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with B.
The death-defying, amazing Jonathan is going to be joining us in studio coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on Q-Rock. He is a very famous comedian and magician, so that should be a lot of fun. Right now, though, let's take care of some business. Give away a pair of tickets to WWE Raw at Staples Center this Monday night. We're looking for your wrestling impressions. This is called WWE Raw Talent.
You want to see the WWE? All you gotta do is gotta be Roman Reigns or the Hulkster. All you gotta be is your favorite wrestler. Oh yeah, the Macho Man or Steve Austin, smash a beer can or smell what the Rock is cooking. Show us your skills and go see wrestling. WWE Raw Talent. And what you gonna do when Kevin and Bean run wild on you, brother?
That was my Hulk Hogan.
That was exhausting. All right, get on the air, do your impression, win the tickets. Let's try line one. Shall we go to Kenny in La Puente?
Hey, Kenny, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What impression are you going to do today?
I'll be doing Macho Man.
All right.
Randy Savage.
Love it. Here's Kenny.
All right, here we go. This is the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And I always keep my favorite snack in handy. You want 77? 72 syndrome! Oh, yeah!
Had a little Adam Sandler in there, too, I thought. But I enjoyed it. What did you think, Allie?
I like the enthusiasm, Allie.
Sure. You're the expert. What do you think? Yes?
Delightful.
All right. All right. Congratulations. See you Monday night, Kenny. Thank you for calling.
Let's go to Tony and Whittier. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Who are you going to do?
The one and only Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik. Here's Tony.
Okay, you are Jabroni. You, Kevin and Bean. You, Mr. Ralph Garman. I put you all in camel clutch. I break your back, and I humble you. Now give me tickets, Jabroni.
I mean, the fact that he didn't cuss, I think he deserves tickets anyway.
That's very impressive.
Bringing up sodomy, that was the hardest part.
Well, I mean.
It was very hard.
That was great.
That was excellent self-editing, Tony. Have a great time Monday night. Thank you for listening.
All right, let's go to Art in La Puente. Hi, Art.
What's up, party people?
Wow, we're big in La Puente today.
We are we're doing WWE Raw Talent. What are you doing?
The Rock.
The Rock. Here's Art.
This is The Rock, the people's champ, and you're listening to the world-famous K-Rock that was late on the internet, like always. And it doesn't matter. What the Rock is cooking.
What?
What?
Oh, I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest. If I could, that was terrible.
Yes, it was.
I mean, that was really bad.
At least Art knows why he's not going.
Art.
Thank you, Art. But no.
Okay. Allie, do we know what Enzo sounds like? Should we go to Ron? Or are you down with Enzo?
Yeah, I'm just picturing his awful hair.
Okay,
all right, let's go to Irvine and talk to Ron then, because I couldn't judge whether he does a good Enzo because I don't know what Enzo Amore sounds like.
Hey, Ron.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Now, what era is Enzo?
He's right now.
He's current.
This era. They're brand new tag team competitors in the WWE. They're probably about maybe 4 months old.
All right.
And, okay. They got a great catchphrase. I mean,
and Big Cass just turned on them. It's a rough time for Enzo
right now.
Take
it easy, everybody. We don't care that
much. Okay, sorry.
All right, let's hear what you got, Ron.
Okay. How you doing? I'm Enzo Amore, and my partner here, this is Big Cass, and he's 7 feet tall, and you can't teach that. Bada bing, bada boom, the realest guys in the room. How you doing? There's only one way to describe you. You're soft.
I like it. I was entertained by Ron.
I like it very much. All right, Ron, congratulations. See you Monday. That's three, right? We got time for two more?
Correct. Let's go to Raymond in Linwood. Hi there.
Hello.
All right, who are you going to do, Raymond?
Hulk Hogan.
All right, now, Bean, you want to start off with Hulk Hogan, or you want to just hear him?
You know, I think Raymond's Hulk Hogan is almost certainly going to be better than mine, so let's just let him do it.
All right, Raymond, go ahead.
All right, here we go. I got one question for you. What you gonna do, brother?
when K-Rock's Kevin and Bean runs wild on you.
I mean,
okay, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Let's go to David in Whittier. He's up next, line six on the Kevin DeBee
show.
Look, if trying
everybody
to
gets
away,
in, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, gotta try.
Come on.
Then there's no standards,
right?
Let's go to David in Whittier. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who are you going to do?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right, here's Love David.
All right. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold says so.
Okay, you got to try.
Like five words.
You got to try, David. Come on.
What do we do with that?
We go to Glendora and say hi to Michael on line seven.
Let's try another one. Let's go to Michael. Hi.
Hello.
Who are you going to do?
I am going to do the present face of the WWE, John Cena.
All right.
All right. I doubt it, but go
let's
ahead.
Hear it.
Okay. Here goes nothing.
Probably.
Hold on.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael.
You all know my story. My name is John Cena, and I've never...
All right, let's try Andrea Garden Grove, our final contestant on line eight.
Come on, people. We just want a basis of knowledge. Just if you can do more than one or two words. Andrea, who are you going to do?
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Right. Please be good. Here's Andrea.
Well, he can't really be good because he's kind of...
All right.
All right. Yeah. She's got the tickets just for that.
Be accurate. Go ahead.
Oh, well, okay. I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy. This is my yard. You better believe that.
Okay. I mean, you said words that he has also said.
But you don't like Roman Reigns, correct?
No, I love him.
All right, well.
Okay. You can't vote against her for that, Allie. I mean, this is an impression game.
You can't like Roman Reigns.
But that's not the point.
Andrea, okay. We're feeling generous today, and we're out of time, so you're going to get tickets. Congratulations. Thanks, everybody, for playing WWE Raw Talent.
WWE Raw Talent!
We are always humbled when legends in any field walk through the door, and this is a comedy and magic legend with a career of almost 40 years already.
I know.
And the amazing Jonathan's greatest trick is that he has cheated death, and it's a miracle that you are here today, sir. How are you?
I would like to say I'm great. I'm fine. But I'm not. I'm not at all.
What did I tell you when you walked in here today? What did I say? I said, you're not allowed to die while you're at K-Rock, right? We don't want this on us.
Well, I mean, I was given a year and a half. That was 3 years ago. So I gave everything away, man. I just started giving all my stuff away, thinking that, well, this will be good. I'll just be generous. And now I'm just trying to get all my stuff back. You know, after 3 years, I'm like, that car I gave you, can I have that back?
Now, the year and a half was given to you for what? What's the issue?
My heart is the issue.
Okay.
It's pumping at – it was pumping at 12% at one time.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And I couldn't even walk. And then it started – rising. So it's at right now, I just got my results back and it's at 24, 25. And that's not real good, but you can live with that, you know?
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
You're going to be at the Brea Improv tonight at 7:30 and 9:45.
Supposedly, yes.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, he's got me guessing now.
Well, no, yeah. I'm just suggesting maybe you're just there for 7:30 or 9:45.
I'm not. You're asking positive. Why he does both, you mean?
I'm not positive you need to do two shows tonight.
You know what?
And
I
two
wish,
shows
I wish I wasn't. It's really hard to do shows. I mean, what used to be effortless and a lot of fun is still fun, but it's so much work now. I mean, yeah. I have to sit down during the show sometimes. I have to actually sit for like 10, 15 minutes. And I don't think they mind. But it's still the same show. It's just, word for word, actually, still the same show.
You did say that once they gave you a year and a half to live, you thought, why write anything new?
I did think that. I couldn't concentrate on anything. You know, I was like, I start a project and not finish it. Like, what's the point? I come up with all these great ideas and never finish any of them. You just, there's not 1 minute that goes by that you're not thinking of that for a second or two.
Yeah,
you know?
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because people come out of the woodwork. I mean, it's like being at your own funeral. It really is. I mean, people come up and
people
and,
telling you how much you meant to them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and they're crying. You know, the whole scene. You know. So,
what did you do to live your life differently in the past 3 years? Thinking you only had a year and a half of it, did you do anything?
No, I couldn't do anything. I was like, I'm supposed to not exert myself whatsoever. So uh-huh. I learned how to paint, and I lay in bed and I paint and I draw and relax. You know, I just. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
That sounds so incredibly nice to those of us that are sleep deprived.
It is incredibly nice.
But I would imagine it would get boring quick.
It does. That's why I'm back on the road, because I sit around waiting to die is not the way to do it.
Do you watch TV?
Yeah, I do. I watch a lot.
Jason Jonathan has seen every television show ever made.
What's your favorite show? What were you just crazy about? Because I imagine when you were working,
I've seen every show. You can't name a show I haven't seen. I mean, I'm literally never went from watching TV.
Little
Never
House
watched
Nation?
TV. What?
The name of that one? Tiny House Nation?
Tiny House Nation.
Tiny House Nation?
Yeah, no. Get on it.
Boom.
It's awesome.
Is that good?
Just named
it's
one.
Great.
No, it's not good, but I'm saying you said I couldn't name one.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, they build the tiny houses, and then people tour them and decide where they want to live. It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
They have to give away their stuff, make small little towels. Fantastic. Great.
You're being sarcastic. You hate this show.
I love that show.
No, really?
Allie
loves it.
I love it.
Yeah. Jonathan, I need to take a step back here, because I'm curious. You're not an old man. What happened?
I am an old man. I'm 58. I just found that out 5 minutes ago when someone
did
the math.
You're 58?
Yeah.
I really don't.
I don't keep track. I knew I was in the. I thought I was 55, I would have guessed, but I'm actually 58.
Okay.
And
so you know you're in your 50s.
Yeah.
What went wrong with your heart?
Well, okay, listen. The way I've lived, you know, my motto was always drugs are not the answer. Drugs is the question, and the answer is yes. And I kind of was like Kennison. Well, without that car accident.
So you wore your body out.
Basically. Well, I think that's what part of it is. You know, my doctor said it could have been a virus from when I was young. But I lived hard, man. I really
did. You ever overdose?
I did whatever. No, I never have. Never have. I'm a pro, man. I don't have
a pro drug abuser.
Yeah.
Right. How many years did you have residency in Vegas?
I headlined in Vegas for 14 years.
14 years.
Yeah,
wow.
Which is a long run, you know, but that gave me enough money where I didn't have to work ever again. Thank God, because of what happened.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't worked in 3.5 years, so this I'm just getting back. This is my second or third date back into it. So, it was pretty cool.
Would you say that 7:30 tonight is going to be a better show than 7 o'clock Sunday night?
No, I would say that the 7:30 show will be better than the later show.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. We got to take a quick break. I have so many more questions for the amazing Jonathan. The shows this weekend, by the way, are at the Brea Improv. And, you know, a lot of times people say this could be your last chance to see me. Jonathan means it. This could be your last chance to see him.
Yeah.
Friday.
This probably will be the last chance.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This weekend it is here. See the legend on stage in person. Tickets are just $25, available at improv.com. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock.
Bean, I think you found your retirement plan.
I think so, too. Whatever amazing Jonathan's doing, that's what I want to do, minus the dying part. Hey, the amazing Jonathan at the Brea Improv, 5 big shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow.
You can just call
night.
Me Jonathan, you know.
I think you like saying amazing.
I would rather refer to you just as amazing.
Yeah.
Who gave you the name amazing?
I didn't. I must have been in a real hurry when I did it, because, I mean, think about how – if I ever was to make movies, which it won't happen, but if I did, what would I do? Robert De Niro and the amazing Jonathan, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. It's not real.
That's a solo act.
I wasn't really putting a lot of thought in it. You know, I probably
But it stuck.
Yeah, it did stick. Yeah, it's better than the adequate Jonathan. That doesn't sell tickets.
I want to hear about being a headliner in Las Vegas. Now, okay. Vegas has changed a lot in recent years, and there's no equivalent to what you did on the Strip today, right?
Yeah, I came in at the tail end of the good part before the DJs took over spinning records, and that's all there is out there now. They're the big money makers, you know.
With the exception of the Elton Johns or the
Celine Dion. Yeah, or if you got a residency, but they're making money elsewhere, anywhere they can make money.
Right.
I came to Vegas. I was a fill-in for David Brenner. He wanted to take a vacation for 2 weeks, and he was at the Gold Nugget downtown, not on the Strip. But it was really hard downtown to bring people downtown to just see anything, you know, at that time.
I go to Vegas all the time. I never go downtown.
No one does.
Even now.
Anymore. But now they do.
They now?
Yeah, because, so I went and filled in. I did 2 weeks for him at the Gold Nugget, and we sold out almost every night, I don't know why. I was just coming off the tail end of the Comedy Central special. And
you had been on everything. You'd been on Letterman. Yeah, you'd been on all the shows.
Yeah,
okay.
I've done all the shows. But it didn't translate to a huge draw anywhere else but Vegas, you know. So they kept me, and they gave me a 10 o'clock spot, and they kept me for 2 years. And It was amazing, man. Just when you're making money for a casino, they will bend over backwards for you. They gave me a two-level suite I lived in. I signed for anything I wanted. I could sign for any meal.
That's sweet.
And I was making like $35,000 a week. Just
how were you not the fattest man alive?
You know what? I lived on lobster and steak, and I was having a blast, man. I had so much fun. And my crew lived in the hotel with me, you know, my assistant. And I was making money. I was living off my merchandise money and putting those checks in the bank every week. So,
If you don't mind me asking, this is an impertinent question. So that's 2 years, and then it gets to be five, and then it gets to be 10. Like, what's the big money payday in Las Vegas for you at your peak?
Well, they offered me $3 million a year to stay at the Nugget and perform. $3 million a year. And that's with no expenses. I didn't have to pay for advertising or anything.
You have to be one of the most successful magicians of all time.
No. David Copperfield certainly is.
Well, I mean, I'm saying there are some exceptions.
Let's put the word comedy in front of that, and it brings it more into perspective.
And the only reason you left, I mean, did you continue to draw till the end when you made the decision to walk away from it?
No, I did not. I did 2 years at the Nugget, then went to the Flamingo for a year on the Strip. Because I wanted to see how I did on the Strip. And then the Nugget offered me the $3 million deal to come back to the Nugget. And I was supposed to be with Gladys Knight headlining. And, the first night I met Gladys Knight, she walked by my dressing room and I had a poster of Black Jesus on the wall.
She's very religious.
Well, this was given to you by Penn Jillette, you know. He wrote on it, as a joke, he wrote, "Could there be anything worse?" Right? So she saw that, and I.
So you were making a statement against her.
No, I just that
no,
was,
I'm
that
saying
was
that's
my
what
run.
She must have
yeah,
thought.
She thought that, you know. And I thought it was cool because it was from Penn Jillette, you know. It could have been anything. So, she made sure I didn't get renewed for after that year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Now when you hear Midnight Train to Georgia come on the radio, you are furious.
No, I feel bad because of that poster. I feel guilty.
Did you ever tell Penn that?
Yeah, Penn was all about that.
So you left the Strip because of the diagnosis. You got that year and a half to live, and near the end of that, you said you either weren't well enough to keep working or you just thought, I don't want to spend my time working.
I moved around. Listen to this. One of the casinos that I worked at hid cameras in my dressing room.
What?
They wanted to watch the girls that I had get changed. So they hid cameras in the dressing room. This is last of the mafia, the holdout, you know, at the Sahara. And these guys were rough guys, you know. And every night they would go through the security booth and watch the girls.
That right?
Right. So I heard about it from the newspaper. They called me up and said, you know that there are cameras in your dressing room? We're going to do a story on it tomorrow. And the guys who installed the cameras came forward and admitted what
they
did.
Is that
right?
Yeah. Wow.
So we had a lawsuit. We settled out of court. And the girls got a lot of money, and I made sure I was in that little settlement too, because I was in there as well getting changed, and I'm sure that that wasn't the highlight of their viewing.
But it's just Jonathan.
That was where they went to get
and
the popcorn.
Not amazing.
That was a bathroom break.
Yeah, bathroom break.
All right. So you left the Strip, and as you said earlier, you had this terrible diagnosis. You went home to die, and then a certain amount of time goes by, and you're bored, and now you've decided to spend your time back on stage. Why do you go back to work if you don't have to, instead of, now I can see the pyramids. Now, you know, I can do any number of other things that you might not have had time for previously.
Because I just...
You love working?
I didn't feel sick. I don't feel sick. I just get winded all the time. This is going to be where I just die fast, hopefully. I'm going to have a heart attack. That's what my doctor said. Chances are, if you go, it's going to be very quick. Your heart will just stop.
You know? Okay. You love being on stage that much that that's how you want to spend whatever time you have.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
that's
it's
interesting to me, because I don't think I'd be doing radio shows if I had a year to go.
You know what? There's nothing more for me to do. I don't have any hobbies. Like, that's all I know. You
Plus
know?
You gave away all your stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
gone.
Right.
I had a drive-in movie theater that I built. It was a replica of where I used to work when I was a kid in a giant warehouse. I have 20 cars, classic cars. And
you had too much money, Jonathan.
I did. I was making so much money.
And where was that? That was at the Vegas airport?
Yeah, it was near the airport. Yeah.
And did you sell that now?
Yeah, I got rid of a lot of the cars now because of what I thought was happening.
Not a very good drive-in then.
Yeah, no, there's still 15 cars in there.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, that was fun. I did – Jay Leno looked at it and says, you know, you're definitely married. You're not married, are you? And I went, yeah. He goes, because no one's wife would ever allow that to happen, to build that.
And, now, before we run out of time – thank God this is happening. There's going to be a documentary coming out next year on you, on The Amazing Jonathan.
Correct? Yeah.
With a phenomenal pedigree. Tell me about that.
Well, the guys that made they won two Academy Awards, these documentaries. They did Man on a Wire. They did Searching for Sugarman.
All right. Both great movies.
Yeah. And the comic, you know, Steve Byrne, the comedian?
I don't think I'm familiar. No.
He's producing this, and he got the group together, and they did a documentary. I just watched the rough cut of it last week, and it's pretty cool.
And they interview people throughout your career?
Yeah, they went back to my high school. They were very thorough.
What were you like in high school? Were you doing magic tricks?
I did a talent show that stopped me from doing magic for all time.
Is that right?
Yeah, my high school talent show got me out of the business of magic and into comedy.
Okay.
Because I did six tricks and everyone went wrong. Every single trick. I mean, it was horrible.
Is that the one where you killed the dove?
Yes. Yes.
Literally?
Yes. He ran. The dove was running and I ran after it and it stopped and I couldn't stop that fast. I watched the guts come out of its mouth.
Oh. In high school?
Yeah.
With all the students watching this?
Well, listen to this.
They all applaud? Yeah.
Well, listen, killed the dove. The girl in the sword box I had, I could hear saying, I got to get out. I got a leg cramp. I'm like, no, do not get out of the box. Stay in the box because the swords were in there already.
Worst magician ever.
Yeah, so she stood up and knocked the box apart. So the whole trick, the whole illusion was ruined. And then the levitation, I didn't cover the metal bar that was holding the girl up,
right.
You know, until you're supposed to put a blanket over it. Mm-hmm. And then you put your leg in front of it and lift the blanket and it looks like there's nothing there.
Right.
Well, it was up the whole time. They could see the metal bar the whole time. And it was like my parents were there, all my high school friends.
I would pay to see videos.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I'd watch that.
It was
over
the
and
worst.
Over.
I did it. I took my gloves off and turned them into threw them on the table. They were supposed to turn into doves. Half of the doves come out and half my gloves were there. So you could see like half.
Is there a video of this?
There wasn't video at the time. There's no such thing.
Aww.
This is 1975.
Wow.
I don't think they had video back then.
So good.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, man. It was
it's
bad.
Wonderful. Well, the documentary is going to be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't wait.
There's actually photos of that show. And I look like a real idiot because I dressed like the guy from Godspell. You know, the guy with – I had rainbow suspenders on and white face. I was really looking quite dickish.
All right. I'm sad that we're out of time. The Amazing Jonathan is going to be at the Brea Improv. Five shows this weekend. Two tonight, two Saturday, and then on Sunday. Please don't miss this opportunity to see a legend on stage for $25, improv.com. Jonathan, with all sincerity, stay healthy forever, man.
Thank you. It's seriously good hearing you.
Good luck to you, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:55. Why the taps?
Producer Dave just said Amazing Jonathan just died in the lobby. I'm sorry. We it's so close.
Not funny.
Is that funny?
No.
He was joking about how better
he's
go to the early show because he might not be alive to the late show. Just
he's the one who's facing it with enormous courage.
He is.
You're just a dick.
We were joking with him when he was in here about Amazing Jonathan said it would be great for us if he died while he was here at K-Rock because we get all that publicity. Anyway, that was a hell of an interview, wasn't it, Ralph? Did you hear that, dude?
I did.
Fascinating guy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Got a great show to go see this weekend.
Don't.
Kevin. All right. We'll talk all things emo night coming up right after the top of the hour. 7:55. First, Rob's got the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Tonight is not the night for Hollywood Babylon. It's tomorrow night.
Ah.
See what I did?
Mm-hmm.
Got your attention.
Right.
Boop! Switched her up.
Or made a mistake, some would say.
Only the uninitiated. Saturday night. Tomorrow night at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I once again taking the stage together to bring you Hollywood Babylon.
No.
Yes, a drunk and stoned pair of monkeys are going to be up there just entertaining you, and we'd love to have you come out and join us. It's pretty simple. You go to improv.com, you click on Hollywood, you click on Hollywood Babylon, boom, you're right there. You do your business. You get on with your life. And then we see you tomorrow night at 10 p.m.
at the Improv on Melrose.
Let me put this in terms you can understand. I am not down with that.
We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, especially geeky stuff like this Star Wars news about Ron Howard directing the new Han Solo standalone film. Howard talked about it for the first time yesterday, saying that in 1972, he was working with George Lucas on a little film called American Graffiti. And they were hanging on the set, and George said, I have an idea for this fun little sci-fi film with some special effects like those that Kubrick used in Space Odyssey. I think it's going to be fun. Harry's going to do it. Harry's going to be in it. Referring to Harrison Ford.
Right.
Who worked in American Graffiti. Of course, he didn't know that at the time, but... He said on opening day, Ron Howard said, he and his wife Cheryl went to see the movie. He said, I was so blown away. I was transported by the movie. We were left almost speechless. So they decided to see it again and had to wait in line for another 90 minutes to see the next showing of Star Wars. Yeah, but he's been a fan forever, so he's looking forward to doing the Han Solo movie. I think it's going to be great. If it was any other director, I would think they would be in trouble.
It's bad news that they had to change directors.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's not ideal.
But going to him... It's good news.
Boy, that's a nice fallback position. You got Ron Howard to step in and finish your film for you.
Yep, sure is.
He's had a varying degree of success throughout his career, Howard. But I don't think the quality of his movie has really ever dipped. There's varying success in terms of box office and, you know, mass appeal. But when you go to see one of his films, it's always really well directed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Solid at worst, genius at best.
It's good news.
Yeah. I'm surprised, Bean, that you didn't bring up the fact that Amazing Jonathan was at Weird Al Yankovic's bachelor party.
I'm stunned
that you avoided that on the air.
Talked about it off air.
Bold and brave of you, I think.
Told us about it, but...
It was not a good bachelor party, I'll tell you that.
A lot of accordions?
I mean, no, paintball.
It was paintballing.
Aww.
How's that not great?
Well, paintballing with strippers, maybe, but paintball.
Paintball is always good. Paintball is always good. The reason I bring it up is because Weird Al Yankovic will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year.
Yay!
They released the list. Here's who's getting them. First of all, Sex Pistols guitarist Steve Jones, our buddy Steve.
All right. So happy about that.
He used to be on this very radio station.
Agreed.
He's terrific, and I'm glad he's getting one. Harry Connick, Ice-T, Mary J. Blige, Carrie Underwood, Snoop Dogg, Zoe Saldana, Nick Nolte, Gina Lollobrigida, Jennifer Lawrence, Mark Hamill, speaking of Star Wars... Jeff Goldblum, Jack Black, Minnie Mouse, Kirsten Dunst, Shonda Rhimes when it comes to television, Mandy Patinkin, Niecy Nash, Ryan Murphy, Eric McCormick. He's Will. Or is he Grace?
He's Will.
Probably Will.
Taraji P. Henson.
Mm-hmm.
RuPaul, Simon Cowell, Linda Carter, Gillian Anderson, and Anthony Anderson. Along with Steve Irwin and Lin-Manuel Miranda, all receiving the honor of a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's a pretty good batch.
It is a pretty good batch. Let me give you a little something right now, boys and girls. If you've tuned into the Kevin and Bean Show, you deserve something. How about a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of The House?
Yay!
This movie looks terrific. Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler stars a couple who are trying to raise tuition money for their kids' college education. They don't have any money. What are they going to do? Start a casino in their home. Genius. We're having a special K-Rock advanced screening of the film on June 28th. It's in theaters everywhere on the 30th, but you'll see it early if you give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that phone number will get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of The House.
I heard a guy on the radio last night say, if you can't beat The House, be The House. Is that a slogan that's associated with the movie, or did he just make that up? Is that one of their taglines? Have you guys heard that anywhere before?
I haven't.
Right. Maybe it's a gambling phrase. You know, well,
I know what it means.
Well, I'm saying I don't think it's part of the movie. But
I just wondered if that came from the movie or if that was just the guy.
I mean, we haven't seen the movie.
Right, but you've seen advertising for the movie. Is that the tagline? Is that how they're advertising it?
You guys know we're on the air, right?
Be
the house. You know the microphones are on?
Right. That's why I was curious because I thought you guys might know. I had a question.
Oh, Bean.
Best case scenario is, yeah, Yeah, that's a slogan from the film.
Right.
That was the best possible result you could have gotten from that question, Bean.
Well,
would it have been satisfactory for you?
Yes, that would have scratched that information itch I was having.
Well, go scratch your itches someplace else.
I didn't know. So you're saying, yes, that's the slug line?
Oh, my God. Just
yes, so that we can stop. Yes.
Baggage desert. I know. I got it.
Yeah, no. Everyone, it's on every poster, every billboard. Yeah. It's the motto they live by.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Hey, Bean.
Come on, man.
Yes, Allie.
On their Facebook page, it says, if you can't beat the house, be the house.
All right. Well,
for the
you
house
go.
Movie.
Right. So, best case scenario. That was the answer that you wanted. That gives us what?
That's
in terms of entertainment value.
Well, I'm not worried about the listeners at this point.
No, you should be. That's painfully obvious.
I mean, but you should be. You should try that.
You know, your own personal edification is not reason enough to do this radio program.
All right,
do you know who you're speaking about?
I will take your note.
I'm done. I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome the show.
We have been hearing about Emo Night LA for a long time, and now it's finally time to hear it from the horse's mouth. And that horse is TJ Petracca, who joins us in studio right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, TJ?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you
so much for joining us. You and your friends Babs and Morgan had a great idea once upon a time. Tell us about it.
Yeah, me and Babs met at a mutual friend's birthday party. We sang Dashboard Confessional karaoke, and we became instant best friends.
Right.
And we were like, why can't we just go to a bar and listen to music that we actually like? So we had a friend who was a bartender at a small little dive bar in Echo Park, and he was like, you could come in on maybe a Tuesday night.
Thinking that he was just really doing you a solid.
Yeah, for sure. And we just invited a few of our friends, and there was a line around the block.
For the first night?
For the first one. I guess.
And how long ago was this, TJ?
That was about 2.5 years ago.
And was the problem that none of the clubs and bars around town were playing Taking Back Sunday and All-American Rejects and bands like that?
I had never heard it. You know, it was always, to me, it was kind of just like the pregame. Me and my friends would listen to it in our living room and stand on our coffee table and drink PBR before we went out to the bar and listen to Top 40.
You know how to party.
But, there's obviously, because of the success of what you've been doing, it's not like those fans ever went away. It's not like people didn't like Jimmy Eat World anymore and bands like that, right? They've always been listening to them. It's just for whatever reason, they fell out of fashion in clubs, right?
For sure. I mean, I never stopped listening to it, and a lot of other people didn't either.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, same here, but there are no clubs that play that except for your emo night. That's basically it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And what happened after that? So the first night, you're stunned at how many people show up.
Yeah, it's a rainy Tuesday in L.A., and we get a line around the block. And then we did it again the second month, and we started reaching out to people in these bands. And, you know, we got a bite back on email. It was like, hey, how about Mark Hoppus?
You were like, hey, okay.
He comes in and does a DJ set.
Yeah, so he came in for our third one and did a DJ set. He, learned how to DJ.
He's the best.
Yeah. Oh, we love him so much. And what did he play that surprised you? Was there anything?
I believe he did a mashup of Frozen into My Chemical Romance, which was pretty awesome.
All right, nice. All right, so that really puts you on the map then, because now that gets picked up, and that's national news, right?
Yep, for sure. I think it was Mark's first time DJing anywhere, and he actually came back again the next month. He wasn't feeling so hot about his first DJ set.
Is that right? He wanted to come back and do it right?
So he came back and did a secret one the fourth emo night and redeemed himself.
How about that? Who else has shown up at Emo Night LA?
Last summer, the Good Charlotte guys came by and played a few songs acoustic. We had Mikey Way from My Chem. Dashboard Confessional came by, played. Chris Connolly came by and played acoustic.
It's going to be so weird for you, for the artists that sing the songs that you love, to come into your night at a club.
It's pretty nuts. I can't believe it sometimes, you know.
One of the articles that I read on Emo Night LA, and this is the voice of TJ Petracca, one of the co-founders here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, said something that I thought was so interesting, which is, so many places where you go out at night, you are looking to impress other people. And this is the opposite of that. that it's really you're kind of getting together just as a community to kind of accept and love everybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really rare, I think, especially in L.A., for people to just sort of, like, let their cool guy guard down for a minute, uncross their arms, and, like, actually enjoy rock music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our community of people is really special and really supportive and really positive. And
has there been any pushback, any mean people? Because, you know, people love to pick on emo kids.
Oh, for sure. You know, there's definitely people who have different definitions of the word or... You know, who aren't really...
Oh, do you get criticism for not being emo enough?
Yeah, you know, you get, like, the purists who sort of only believe, like, the early stuff is the real emo. But,
right.
You know, we have four stages at the Echo and Echoplex that we curate with all the different pieces of the genre. So we try to cover all of our bases, but, you know, you can't please everybody.
Right.
Now, what's remarkable, there's two things that are going on that you could never have predicted when you guys came up with this, is you're taking the show on the road. You're touring the country with Emo Night, right?
Yeah, we're in about 25 cities now.
That's crazy.
I mean, I feel like we're talking about the early days of, like, Lollapalooza or something. Like, at the time, you have no idea what's going to end up happening. But, I mean, the fact that this is all over, you know, everywhere from Philadelphia to Atlanta to Nashville to Seattle, I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, we really have no idea what's going to happen next, but we're working really hard and having a lot of fun doing it.
And the other thing that's going on is this weekend. What can you tell me about this Urban Outfitters event?
Yeah, so this weekend we have a 3-day pop-up shop at Space 1520 in Hollywood. We're selling four of our clothing items that are available at Urban Outfitters, and there's free PBR all weekend and bands playing and DJ sets and art installation. And we're also doing a live taping of our podcast with a super secret special guest.
Who is it?
It's a dirty little secret, but you'll probably want to swing on by.
Okay. All right.
Huh. Okay.
Hints, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Where is Space 1520?
Space 1520 is 1520 Cahuenga Boulevard in Hollywood.
And you're going to be doing that to... today?
Starts
all
tonight.
Weekend. Okay.
7 p.m. is our launch party. Tomorrow we're from 4 to 8, and then Sunday we're from 12 to 4.
That
and
sounds
the,
like
the
fun.
Podcast with All American Rejects is when?
Allie, it was just a super secret
That's
guest.
A super secret.
Come on.
I mean, what?
Don't you spell it.
That'll be on Sunday at around 2 o'clock.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
We'll put all this information up at the Kevin and Bean Facebook page if you want to check it out. It sounds like a super fun event for those who didn't know this was going on. They're so excited right now to hear that there's a place for them. And you are still most months doing the first Tuesday of the month. Is that still the case, TJ?
Yeah. We are usually the first Tuesday of the month in L.A. We moved it in July to July 11th because the first Tuesday was July 4th.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, and the website is Emo Night. That's N-I-T-E, by the way, emonight.com, on Twitter at Emo Night LA. And TJ Petracca, thanks so much for coming into K-Rock.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Don't forget, coming up in about a half an hour or so, we'll give you more tickets for the Kaboo Festival in San Diego, your chance to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Muse and Weezer and Garbage, Ex-Ambassadors, and all the rest. That's coming up right at 9 a.m. here on K-Rock. First, though, Kevin, you don't watch the news. Why?
Kid.
Because you're a kid, exactly. Mm-hmm. So maybe you missed. There's been a lot going on with old number 45, President Donald J. Trump, back in the news a lot this week. Let's bring him up on the show, shall we, please? He's kind enough to offer to join us from time to time on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think we have the president on the line right now. Hello, Mr. Trump.
First of all, I don't offer, okay? You call me. Beg me to be on your show.
I see. Well,
because you're struggling. You need the ratings. And
you
know
are a ratings machine.
Huge ratings. Very, very, very much ratings.
Right. Well, you're very popular. I mean, except with popularity. You're not so much with popularity, though.
The most popular president that has ever been. Unbelievable. The first lady, what's her name? Andrea.
Melania.
Is the most popular first lady. It's unbelievable how popular we are.
It is.
And with all the much, much, much needed goodness of the people.
It is unbelievable. You're right about that. Okay, a couple things we got to ask you about real quick. If you wouldn't mind just clarifying, because you don't do press conferences anymore, you don't give interviews anymore.
I don't need it because I got directly to the people. I go directly to them.
Right. Cut out the middleman.
I got the tweets of the real truth, not the fake news.
Okay, so I just want a clarification because you tweeted yesterday that, as far as you know, there are no tapes of you in your conversation with the former FBI Director James Comey.
No
there
tapes,
are no tapes.
As far
okay.
as I know, there are no tapes whatsoever. I don't even know who brought that up. I don't know why tapes even became a thing.
I mean, I think you did.
I think you brought that up.
It was 100%
you.
Comey better hope there are no tapes.
Right. Well, why would you say that if you knew there were no tapes? It just sounds like you're intentionally being confusing or threatening.
I just hoped that he believed what was actually already the truth.
I see.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And I hope okay. James Comey also believes that there might be rain someday coming from the sky. Also.
Okay. You're doing a great job of confusing us. I have no idea what you're trying to get at here.
I have the best words.
Okay. Right. All right. Speaking of the best words, can we talk about your speech in Iowa the other night, Mr. President?
I love all the Iowas.
Iowas?
North Iowa and South Iowa, both of them together.
Just one. Okay.
There's just the one state,
great,
right.
Great people.
And it was
all the Iowas.
It was a notable speech for a number of reasons. First of all, you made a lot of fun of wind farming technology to a state that gets almost half of its energy from wind farming.
Ridiculous.
And you poo-pooed on that.
Wind as power. What are we?
Yes.
What are we in sailboats now?
Well,
is that how it works?
We all get
in a boat and then we all drive
works.
On the freeway with a big sail out. Like, oh, look at me. I'm Captain Kangaroo of the SS Lollipop.
And then the other thing that got a lot of attention is many people have complained that you're putting too many Goldman Sachs bankers in your cabinet. And you had a very interesting explanation as to why you only let rich people serve with you. And here's what you had to say, sir.
But these are people that are great, brilliant business minds. And that's what we need. That's what we have to have. So the world doesn't take advantages of it. And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? If you insist, I'll do it. But I like it better this way, right?
Because poor people don't have any good ideas, Mr. President?
Let's face it. Poor people are stupid, okay?
Well, no, that's
they
not necessary.
By definition, stupid.
That's just not a good case.
Because if they weren't stupid, they'd be rich, okay?
That's
how it works. So we get the rich, rich, rich people in the positions of the power, and then the dumb poor people just do what we say. It's the best way for everybody. Trust me on this, okay? I know a lot of rich people,
right?
And they have the best ideas, and the poor people, first of all, don't smell that good, okay? Second of all,
a ridiculous characterization.
Do not have nice cars or clothing. I know that for a fact.
Well, they're trying to get by because they don't make enough money.
Right. So what we do is we let the rich people who, first of all, only care about other people. That's what they're famous for, okay?
I don't think that's
people,
true.
The Wall Street people love making jobs and giving money to other people.
I feel like they're really only interested in themselves.
They give up so much. So much to be part of the government. Unbelievable what these guys give up, okay? They only have sometimes a few billion dollars in the bank just to sit on while they're also serving the country.
Right.
Unbelievable what they give up. So poor people need really, really what they need to do is shut up and be poor and sit there.
Is that your slogan for 2020? Shut up and be poor?
Yeah. And pre-existing conditions, right? That's what that is. So no health.
All right.
No health.
Wow. That's
the slogan. Wow.
That's a great slogan
making
as well.
America, no health again.
I like it too. By the way, speaking of Queens of the Stone Age, they did their first concert in 2 years last night in Niagara Falls. I'm looking at the set list right now. They're so great.
Yeah, that's a great
band. They have
band.
So many great songs.
Yep.
They debuted the way you used to do, the song we premiered last week with Josh on the phone. They played that for the first time live last night, and they also did another new song called The Evil Has Landed, too. And I'm listening to some of that, and it sounds fantastic, too. So very excited to have Queens coming back with their new record coming out May 25th.
You can get a hold of us in many different ways. Email most of us at bean at krock.com. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, or however you want to get a hold of us. We also have an Afro line. It's 323-520-AFRO. It's an answering machine where you can leave a message 24 hours a day on any topic.
Everything you eat comes out your butt. Out your butt. Out your butt. Everything you eat comes out your butt. Unless you throw it up.
Why do you think that listener felt the need to share that thought with us?
I don't know. But I'm sort of happy he did.
Are you?
Yeah. This one's for you, Allie.
Hey, Allie. How's your hair? Is it wet? Oh, it's wet. Did you brush it? Oh, yeah, you did? Oh.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what to think about that, except for maybe he's trying to get himself into one of those montages with you in it.
Oh, like a moaning montage?
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think.
I mean,
otherwise,
we don't just give those out all willy-nilly.
No, we don't. We've got to earn it.
Careful with those.
Ralph Garman just left downtown L.A. from the unveiling of the Bat Signal. I couldn't find parking. I'm driving around. As soon as I pass Spring in Maine, what do I hear in the echoes of a loud megaphone? All right, folks, we're getting to it. Up next is Ralph Garman. Yes, I was there. Rest in peace, Adam West. Batman forever! Woo!
Okay. Nice call.
Right? Podcast listeners, get back to us on topics that we talked about a couple of days ago. This is the girl calling about places that you've seen people having sex.
Podcast listener, phone topic, weird places you've seen people having sex. I have done all of these. So maybe it's just me going around town just screwing away. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because I think that that's the right way to go.
Okay.
No argument here.
I think we approve.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the Monday podcast on what annoys me. And what really annoys me is anytime somebody calls the Kevin and Bean show, they always go, hey, how's it going, guys? We don't care how you're doing, one. And two, we know you're okay. So stop asking. Just get to the goddamn point. Whatever you're calling for. Don't ask them how they're doing because Kevin always says, we're doing good. We're doing good. We're good. We're good. Thanks. We're good. We're good. Shut up.
Look, he's not wrong, and that is a long-time complaint about radio callers. But it's also the norm of how you speak to people in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
When you call somebody and they pick up the phone, hey, how you doing? I mean, you're just used to saying that. It's a hard habit to break because you're on the radio. I understand where it's coming from.
Somehow Ralph started talking about Hanson. I don't remember why, but Bean said that he, you know, guys, I think about Hanson a lot, as you can imagine, and that's what this call's about.
Hey, guys, I just want to come to Bean's defense. I also think about Hanson all the time. So, Bean, do not let them make fun of you for this, okay? It's a perfectly reasonable thing to think about all the time. Anyways, I got to go. They only give me one phone call in here. And, my time's up. Back to my padded cell. Bye.
Oh, my God, I love him.
Here's a call about the T-shirts, the Quitters Never Give Up T-shirts.
All right, we have Kevin's T-shirt. We now need Bean's T-shirt with him saying, you're pretty. And then the picture is his face with pigtails. And then Allie's can be Lady Gaga or Lady Gaga.
That's a pretty good idea, by the way.
Not bad.
Yeah. I don't know if legally we could use her name on a T-shirt, unfortunately, but that's a good idea.
You know K-Rock listener Edwin Bean?
Yeah, love Edwin.
Hey, guys, this is listener Edwin. Bean called me beloved listener Edwin. Mm-hmm. Bean, please don't do that.
Oh.
That's a compliment to say you're a beloved listener, though.
Frequent
He's
contributor to the show.
It. He doesn't want
no.
it.
No! He rejects it.
Who doesn't want to be beloved?
Edwin
specifically.
You said it.
Edwin specifically doesn't want to.
That's such a compliment.
But not to Edwin.
And okay. not from you.
Right.
Okay.
I think that's the problem.
It.
This listener has been listening for a long time and is requesting something.
He had watched the news tonight and thought of the infamous Chuck Henry clip. Stupid van full of stupid equipment. Come on, guys. Play that again. It's awesome. It's amazing. It would make my Friday.
I mean, it is fire season, and that's where this clip came from, like 20 years ago. Chuck Henry was reporting on a wildfire for Channel 4, and if I remember correctly, the firefighters, Kevin, came up to him and told him to move the van.
They told everyone to move the vans, and he's the only one that didn't.
Yeah. Right. And then, predictably, as the firefighters feared, his van caught on fire.
And so bad. Sorry, and?
This is how Chuck broke the news to us afterwards.
I feel so badly for the people lost their possessions. You know, the truck, who cares? Stupid truck with a bunch of equipment in it. I was inside the truck. I tried to get it start. Wouldn't start. I jumped out of the driver's seat, and all there was flames. I saw Lee. He was outside, and I couldn't see where to go. He just said, hey, Chuck, and he's calling at me. It was a fireman. And I just ran in his direction. He grabbed me, and he literally threw us in the back of his truck.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
So that happened. Yeah. And we don't know why he was so angry at the van. Like it was the van's fault.
Bunch of equipment.
And expect the van to move itself? What the hell's wrong with him?
Kevin, for months I've emailed, hoping you would read one soon. Now I hear they've been deleted. Kevin, you're such a buffoon. I'm glad Beth said no to you when her and your best friend quit. And I hope she told you, beat it, loser, with doo-doo on it.
Okay.
Yes, with doo-doo on it. Read your emails.
He's not wrong.
I mean, I did have 57,000 emails, and yeah. I deleted them.
And people can stop emailing Bean and I saying, could you give this to Kevin? I'd yeah. appreciate that.
Yeah, getting a lot of that.
No, that's fine. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my God. Okay, after hearing the radio this morning and finding out and discovering that Kevin, who hates his fans and treats them worse than Justin Bieber and
how
Taylor Swift combined by not reading any of our heartfelt messages, mm-hmm. I propose a new song
what?
And changing it from Bean's a Dick to Kevin's a Dick.
Time.
Hit it, Steve.
Kevin's a dick, dick, dick. Kevin's a dick, dick, dick. Kevin's a dick, dick, dick. Oh, you are a giant dick. Kevin's a dick, dick, dick. Kevin's a dick, dick, dick. Kevin, you're a dick, dick, dick. You're a big giant dick, dick, dick. Dickity dick, 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 dick. Kevin's a big dickity dick.
Little 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56.
I'm going to say that our Friday at 9 feature, Keep It 100, is super fun. I love it, but it's also kind of terrifying because, you know, some yahoo out there might pick something awful.
And we might play a song. Ah, I'm terrified.
It is scary.
I'm just saying, we had Flock of Seagulls last week. I think we all enjoyed that.
We need a good home invasion. We need a good home invasion what? Robbery.
Something to put it in perspective.
He needs to learn the definition of what is scary and what is playing a song on the radio. He called it terrifying.
I mean, that was said.
You need to be dropped from an airplane.
Technically, that word was said.
We want you to text us right now at 1-800-520-1067. Keep It 100 means the 100th text that we receive. Whatever K-Rock song you want to hear, if we've got it in the studio, we're going to play it for you. And that is terrifying, by the way.
Terrifying.
Because there could be an Evanescence fan out there, Ralph. You don't know, man.
Don't.
So 1-800-520-1067. What song do you want to hear? A favorite K-Rock song from now or forever ago? Give us a text right now, and we'll play it for you coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here now. Time for the show. He's been on a Friday. What's going on?
Meat Loaf. Meat Loaf.
Come on, Shaggy.
Meat Loaf.
Shaggy.
Loaf.
Shaggy. Shaggy.
Just saying. A little Meat Loaf tastes pretty good right about now. Don't you think?
Nope. Mm. Has to be in the K-Rock library.
I bet it's there.
Mmm.
All right. I need some meatloaf.
I mean, we probably played that on a lot of party machines back in the day,
right?
Right? Could be in there.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
No meatloaf.
Oh, nope. It must have been while you were kissing me.
Got the meat puppets. Not the meatloaf. No meatloaf.
What if I make a puppet out of some meatloaf? Meatloaf's on my mind. I have a lot of. I think a lot about meatloaf.
Do you? Oh,
as you can imagine. Feelings.
As we can imagine,
as you can
right?
Imagine.
Sure.
Because the Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell musical just opened in London's West End this week. And the reviews are Here's the Times of London. 4 stars, a mega blast of a musical.
Wow. No kidding.
How about that?
Wow.
Here's another review. Everything that made Meatloaf awful, but also really great, is wholeheartedly here.
That's funny.
That's great, right? That's what you want. So
so it's cheesy and
it'll
great.
It'll be heading to Broadway soon, but very encouraged. Very encouraged by the Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell musical. Just saying, they're going to need somebody to play the lead when it comes to Broadway, right?
Right. And you can audition for them at another time.
I want
or now,
you.
Here.
I need you. But there ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. But don't feel bad. Because 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Just saying.
Just saying.
Jennifer Lopez is a very busy woman. Not only does she have her own hit NBC series Shades of Blue, but she's now a judge on the dance competition show that she produced for NBC called World of Dance. She performs in Las Vegas, has a residency there, and now it's just been announced she'll be starring and producing in a new feature film called Second Act. It is a romantic comedy about a big box store employee, think Costco, who reinvents her life and gets the chance to prove to Madison Avenue that her street smarts are just as valuable as a college degree. See, Donald Trump wouldn't probably hire her because she's a poor person, but
right.
She likes to think that what she has just from growing up in the streets makes her valuable in the world of advertising. Right?
Right.
J-Lo says, people try to put women to sleep at a certain age. Second Act is a story that empowers every woman to do more, to be more, and not limit their dreams. So there. It's amazing to me that she has...
Come on!
You people suck. You people suck.
That was so good.
That was so good.
Well, I remember every little thing, as if it happened only yesterday. You don't want to hear about Dashboard?
No.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Frances McDormand is 60 years old today. Randy Jackson, little pitchy dog, 61. Joss Whedon celebrates his 53rd birthday. Selma Blair is 45. Joel Edgerton, 43 years old. Jason Mraz is 40. And Melissa Rauch celebrates her 37th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
When we do this Keep It 100 feature where the listeners get to text in any K-Rock song they want, why do you suppose so many people every week want to hear Detachable Penis?
They love that song?
I mean, yeah, I guess. But
that would be my guess.
Isn't that a surprise to you? Friday after Friday, we get all these texts for Detachable Penis?
I mean, it's better than number 99 today, which is Handlebars by Flobots. And the guy says,
he was so close.
And the guy says, this is one is for Kevin.
Oh, man. Oh,
that would have been so funny.
Oh, it wouldn't have been, though.
We got a Freak on a Leash, Gin Blossoms. Found out about you, somebody requested. Somebody wanted Straight Out of Compton by NWA. I mean, that's a beautiful thing about this Keep It 100 feature is it just you run the gamut of K-Rock songs that you could play. Now, what are we hearing from Caller 100? Anything back yet?
Well, Chip's going to have to call him.
All right.
Because we haven't heard yet.
Should we play the big theme while she dials him up?
Sure.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
All right.
So Chip is now talking to the person.
All right. This is fantastic.
All right. Name, please. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you doing? Oh, I'm not supposed to ask you that.
You heard that. What is your name, sir?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, you. I see on the text that you are just now heading into the office. That's why we were unable to get you to text us back. Where are you working?
I work at the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim.
Oh, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
We love Disney. They're the best.
It's funny because we try to get people – we don't mention it enough, but you have to put your name on your text, and you're not used to doing that because when you text somebody, they know who you are.
Right.
But we don't. So.
But you didn't know who I was.
Right. We did?
Interesting. No.
I see.
Okay.
All right. What just happened?
So, Ryan, it's Friday. The responsibility is on you to kick off the weekend with a great K-Rock song that people are going to be excited about that they haven't heard in a while. What's on your mind?
That's not the Flobots.
Right. That's not the Flobots. Right.
Well, to tell a secret, I actually submitted two suggestions.
Oh.
All right. All right.
So I'm going with the one that I think means the most.
Okay.
Which was I Hate the 90s by Mr. Rodney Bingenheimer.
Oh.
What was the other one, Ryan?
If you had another because you had another one.
This is for me when I was growing up, it's the quintessential K-Rock song. It's Rock Lobster by the B-52s.
There you
that
go.
One was that's actually one. Number 100. That's there the one go. That came in at text number 100.
And we are going to play it for you, Ryan.
All right, terrific. I'll try next week with I Hate the 90s.
Yes, good luck with that. Okay, bye now.
Keep it 100.
Oh, I love it so much. I love Fred Schneider so much. By the way, he's the fruitcake guy.
Yeah, I know.
Half Christmas is this weekend. He's
no
the guy
one cares about
cake.
Half Christmas. Zero people
you,
care about that.
Make sure that's
no
on
people.
Your Half Christmas playlist.
There's
is what
no
I'm
one
saying.
That has a playlist for Half Christmas. That does when not
you,
exist.
When you get that going for Sunday. By the way, Kevin, don't you have a very entertaining B-52 story you can share as we come out of Ryan's request here for Keep It 100?
I mean, there was a time when I was at the other building when we were in Burbank when I was mouthing off about Fred Schneider and how much he drives me crazy.
Yeah,
I don't even remember greatness?
What started it. I don't even remember what started
it. I think Kevin just, in general, has a problem with Fred's delivery. Not that he's not a tremendous musician.
But see, when you say fruitcake, I'm all in.
Yeah.
So, so okay. I don't know what it was. But anyway, so I was mouthing off, and somebody knocked at the back door. And so I was like, well, I guess I'll answer it. So I went and answered it, and it was Fred Schneider.
Just standing there.
Just standing there in the back hallway. And I said, "Hey, Fred, how's it going?"
And he said, and I don't think he came down to K-Rock with a baseball bat
to take
it out on you. I think it was just he was in the building or at the station for other business.
It
right?
just so happened that I was mouthing off about him sort of at the same time, and he showed up, and I was like, "Oh no, he's going to kick my ass. This is either going to be the greatest thing or the worst thing ever."
That would have been the greatest,
right?
Yeah.
But he was there for something else, and I was like, "All right, come on in."
Could you imagine if it had gone the other way and the Kevin Bean Show had ended that day because you got beaten down by Fred Schneider? That would have been the story for the rest of my life. Hey, what happened to that show you used to be on? Well, Fred Schneider took out Kevin.
And I would have deserved it, too.
Right.
Right? Well, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:42.
All right, guys. Let's end strong. What do you say? Let's power on out of here. Let's
is this
hit the ground.
Is this like, is this your pep talk as a coach?
Worse. Yes. You've never played any sports.
Let's power on out of here.
Who says those words?
What is that?
Who says those words together?
What? Are you like a robot? I don't understand. Are you an action figure with batteries?
Why did you put each of those words after the next one?
I'm just saying. We have a history of the show going off the rails here at the end on a Friday. And I'm saying today, let's not make that happen.
Well, let's go out of here. A log across the tracks with "Let's power on out of here." Don't do that.
Nobody knows what that means,
right? Because now, for sure, the train is at the bridge is out. We're going into the ditch.
So I've already ruined it.
Yes.
Yes, that's the point.
You're stepping up to the plate, Ralph, with two strikes already on the batter.
No, you've taken the bat out of my hand. You've given me a badminton racket.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what you can hit with this, shall
we? I can't hit anything with a badminton racket.
Good luck.
Because they're throwing hard balls.
We're all counting on you.
Bob Harper. You know who that is?
No.
Bob Harper is one of those trainers from The Biggest Loser. He was
Did he have a heart attack or something 2 years ago? Yeah.
He's all working out. Oh, be fit. Don't be fat. Be healthy like me. Boom. Hit the ground.
Is that the takeaway?
It's awesome. My favorite thing ever. Well, he has finished his cardiac rehab, he said. And he said the process was super important to him, but it's been quite humbling. Maybe you're not so quick to point fingers then, Bob Harper. People eating donuts and saying, get your fat ass on the treadmill.
Yeah, we're not having heart attacks.
Right? He said he finished off his first CrossFit workout since his heart attack last Sunday at the same gym where he went down in February. Hey, dumbass, how about not do that?
How about less of that kind of thing?
He's begging for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
You had a heart attack. Maybe you don't go back to CrossFit.
Right. Yeah. Maybe just walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while.
You're sweating to the oldies. Get yourself one of those Richard Simmons DVDs.
Exactly, Ralph.
Just relax a little bit.
Are those still for sale?
Absolutely.
Sure. You don't have to push yourself so hard with CrossFit.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Go to the Bean Baxter route.
Right?
Just chocolate milk every day at 9.
And then bed.
then a nap.
You guys are going to be laughing right up until the time where you're all dead and I'm still going strong.
Right.
Because I am pacing myself, man.
Right.
I've only used like 15% of my heartbeats in my life.
I said to my wife, you know Bean has chocolate milk every morning at the same time at 9 o'clock? She said, why does he do that?
Because he's Rain Man.
And that was my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Cheese balls. Wapner. Uh-oh. Right?
He also has to announce it every day.
Every day.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
And then he walks away.
This is a weird thing.
Look.
We don't need to know.
No, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
For about a week, you would ask, oh.
Do I deserve it?
If I think I deserved it, I get chocolate milk at 9. Mm-hmm. And then he stopped asking us.
Well, he always deserves it.
Well, we would say, are you sure?
Right.
You should have that.
Well, and then they did call into question my worthiness. Look, here's what I'm going to say. This is a hard job, and it's nice to have that.
Oh, my Lord. Can you stop now?
It's nice to have
this is a hard job.
That thing to look forward to when you're getting over the hump there.
As my dad would say, you're not digging ditches. This ain't brain surgery.
There's a guy in his truck right now driving to empty out porta potties, listening to Bean, and he wants to just pull over and get a bag. And put Bean in it and drop him off in the desert.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's the only hard job. I'm not saying it's the hardest job. I'm not saying there aren't lots of people who have harder jobs. I'm not saying any of those things.
Right.
But I'm just saying,
Do you think any other people reward themselves at 9 o'clock with chocolate milk?
I bet they would if they could.
Chocolate milk time.
I look forward to that. That's a shining beacon on the hill that I look forward to every day.
I'm so tired. This is a hard job.
I don't know how we got on this topic, but...
Is this the karaoke bed for Hello by Neil Diamond?
It is. It's the only sad one we could come up with. I don't know why exactly. It's for the moment. Is that bad? Did it not work?
Just struck me. It's an odd choice for sad background music.
Because Neil Diamond makes you happy.
Right.
All right, where were we?
He's musical chocolate milk.
We were get this train out of here.
Let's power on out of here.
Right. We're there. We're at that point.
DeMario Jackson, he is for real.
I heard that.
And he is fed up, he says, with the slimy, dirty world of reality television. Sources say that they invited him back to Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh.
After clearing his name and that whole Corinne sex scandal thing. But he said he's not interested. He wants to forge his career as an on-air personality, he said.
He wants to host TV?
Yes, or radio.
Oh.
But maybe not radio, he said, because he heard it's a really hard job. That sounds hard. I should sit down and have chocolate milk.
I need some chocolate milk instead.
Ballers. You guys watch Ballers?
Love it. Love Ballers.
Jasmine Simon on that show? Boy, she's pretty. She just happens to be the real-life fiancé of Dulé Hill.
All right.
And you know, they're doing a two-hour Psych reunion movie. Did you guys watch Psych when it was on?
Didn't.
A little bit.
Ah, I loved it. They're bringing everybody back. James Rhode, Maggie Lawson's coming back. Corbin Burnson. And she's been added to the cast playing Dulé Hill's fiancé. Dave's happy.
Wow.
Dave loved Psych.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's nice when your fiancé can play your fiancé.
Sure,
yeah.
Right. Congratulations to Wonder Woman. Has now made over $600 million in less than 3 weeks.
That's crazy good.
Crossed the mark on Wednesday night. It's up to almost $300 million in North America alone, and the remainder is worldwide. So far, Wonder Woman is the third highest domestic grossing film of 2017. You know what the other two were? Any guesses?
Were they also superhero related?
One was.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm drawing a blank on. Wow. I'm sure I didn't see them, whatever they are.
I'm sure you
did. Are they animated?
Nope. Huh. Live action films.
Okay.
Only two movies grossed higher domestically in 2017 than Wonder Woman.
Was there a Thor movie this year?
No, there was not.
Okay. Wow. Come on, Kevin, you've seen them all.
I have, and I'm just drawing a complete
The Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
There you go.
Was the second.
Good, right? Good. With the baby Groot, second. And he's all, I'm a broom.
We know the film. Okay. It's not a broom.
It's not a broom.
Second highest grossing film of the year was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Number
and
one.
Is the other a superhero
movie? $500 million at the box office.
Is it also superhero?
Was it not. First animated?
Yes, it was, Allie.
Beauty and the Beast. Suck it. No?
Yes. Oh. What did you say after
she said Beauty and the Beast? Suck it. Oh, that's what she said.
I thought there was a different vowel consonant starting that. It's very strange.
Thank you.
Wow, Allie, two for two on the guessing.
I mean, really good.
You deserve some chocolate milk.
This is a really hard job.
It's really difficult.
Tale as old as time.
Come on, man. You're just killing
us. Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, Kevin.
You're just killing
us. We're supposed to power on out of here, Ralph. What are you doing?
True as it can be.
Somebody bring me some
chocolate.
Barely
even
all
friends.
Right. Yep.
Then somebody bends unexpectedly.
Right.
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up.
Wow. People hate love.
Right?
Come on, Ralph. Oh, God. No.
Hey,
Ralph,
speaking of
Saturday
night at the
Ralph,
Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I, Hollywood Babylon. You coming?
Do you sing there?
I do sing in Hollywood
Babylon. Oh, Jesus.
Quite a bit, actually.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But don't let that deter you. Come on out.
Are you trying to sell tickets?
Saturday night. People love what I sing, Kevin.
That's not the way to do it.
A long, long time ago.
No. Oh, hell no.
I still remember.
Nope.
Saturday night, 10 p.m. Me and Kevin Smith. Go to improv.com for your tickets. Today's celebrity birthdays.
Nine. So much nine, it's almost ten.
See, because that's Ralph.
It's me from Yoga Hosers. By the way, not to brag, but I just saw the Japanese Yoga Hosers poster. Have you seen the new Japanese Yoga Hosers poster?
Of course not. No.
I have a Google alert for it. It didn't come up.
It's all over the internet. Just want to say, somebody is featured prominently on the Japanese version of the Yoga Hosers
poster. Is that right?
Johnny Depp?
Jenny
did. It's a reasonable guess. He's in the movie.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Frances McDormand, 60 years old today. Randy Jackson, 61. Joss Whedon's 53. Summer Blair's 45. Joel Edgerton, 43 years old today. Jason Mraz, 40. And Melissa Rauch is 37 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Let's power on out of here.
Right. Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Get this loot stuff out of here.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Now hiring both locations.
Roll another one.
Quitters never give up.
Just like the other one.
10-4, good buddy.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Rock and roll!
And I need another hit.
Douchebag, you're a fat a-hole. You're a fat slob. You look like hell.
That's the arch right there. Laughter, sad, cry.
Now that you asked, but you handled that very poorly.
Just like the other one.
Bean, fix your goddamn life.
This one seems to be about to end.
There's no catch.
I don't have another cent.
Happy half Christmas, everybody.
Nope.
Right? Am I right?
But the one got that joint.
Peter's gonna hate.
Let's pass it around.
This was a success.
Join my friend.
gentlemen, this is it. Goodbye. Obviously, I don't care to make a big deal out of it, so I think it's sufficient just to go around and each of you say a memory or two of times where I've profoundly impacted your life. Doesn't have to be a profound impact.
We're leaving now.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
So, for all of us at CBS News all around the world, goodbye and good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the floor.
And that's enough said about that.